If life has to be a secret, you shouldn't be in it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. If life has to be a secret, you shouldn't be in it. How many times do we have little secrets? It's the little secrets that make all the difference in the world. The little secrets are what keep us from enjoying all that life has to offer most marvelously. We might begin with the secret, I am God. Now, this is something that you don't like to say out loud in public or before other people, and you don't even like to say it to yourself. You keep it a secret from yourself that I am God. And yet, if you think about your convictions, you think about your life, you think about your attitudes and your knowledge, you say that there is only one God, and that God is everywhere, everything, that God created everything, and everything that God created is itself that God. Well, that sort of places us on the forefront of being God. But we like to keep it a secret. We like to keep it a secret by pretending that we're human. We say, I'm only human. We like to keep it a secret by saying that we are limited, that we are poor, that we are sick, that we are friendless. All those things that we say are secrets that we are holding in our heart, trying to make them come true, make them be something that they are not. And as we try to make them be something they are not, we end up with a very unhappy lot in life. We end up with a very unhappy way of looking at all things that go on in our world. Now, why is it that we call that a secret? Well, we call that a secret because, in fact, it is not told to ourselves or to others. We hide it. We hide the fact that we are the creator of our world. We hide the fact that we are responsible for every thought we think. We hide the fact that if we are God, or if all is God, if God is all that exists, and we exist, then we're hiding the fact that we have that responsibility to be in charge of every aspect of our being. Now, how do you be in charge of every aspect of our being? How do we be in charge of that? Well, we be in charge of that by making sure that every word we speak, every thought we think, every statement we make is a statement of truth. Now, if you make the statement, I am poor, that's not a statement of truth. The statement of truth is that you are the allness. You are the isness. You are everything. You are the abundance of the universe. Poverty, poorness, is an illusion. It's an illusion that comes and goes and comes and goes and comes and goes. The allness never comes and goes. It's always there. The allness, the abundance of the universe, is ever-present. And it's only when we become aware of it being present that we begin to claim it and use it. We find so easy by taking away that awareness and allowing ourselves to think that we haven't got something, that we create that as a reality in our life. And it's not. It's not the reality in our life. It is one of the secrets that we have. The secret is that we are infinite. We are the allness. How is it that some people can be great and other people can not be great? Some people can be rich and other people can not be rich. How can that be? Well, now, does the person who is rich have sort of an edge on being rich, or are there others who are rich too? There are many. And as for a person being poor, does everyone have the opportunity to be poor? Yes, everyone has the opportunity to be poor. Everyone has the opportunity to believe that they're poor and act as they're poor, even while they have everything. Even while they have the infinite wisdom within them, the intelligence within them, the talent within them, the ability to do anything, the ability to claim anything, to name anything, to experience anything. But we don't do that because we like the game of lying to ourselves. Oh, poor little old me. No way. We like this game of denigrating ourselves, of lowering ourselves in our own estimation. And as we lower ourselves, as we denigrate ourselves in our estimation, what we are doing is not taking responsibility for what we really are. Now you ask, who in their right mind would ever want to be poor when they could have be rich? Well, people are trained from childhood on that they have to work for what they get, and they have to slave for what they get, and it's, money is very elusive, it's very, you cannot depend on it, that happiness is elusive, all of the good things in life are elusive. The only thing that is true is death and taxes. You've heard that. What a silly thing to say. But as long as you know that, as long as I know that, then that's going to be my forte. That's going to be who I am. That's going to be my lifestyle. My lifestyle is going to be that which I know to be true, that which I have learned and read and heard of, that which people that I believe in and have confidence in say to me, like my parents, like my teachers. If a teacher in school were to say to her children, all of you, right now, know everything that exists. All of you right now are infinite intelligence. My job for you is to help you be aware that you know everything. Your job here in school is to learn to be aware of everything. It's not to learn everything, and it's not to learn all the tables and to memorize. It is to learn that you are already it, that it is already your reality. It's not a secret, but we pretend it's a secret. The pianist is not one who plays the piano. The pianist is one who has music in his heart and soul, and he plays it. He may be a technician and play technically and do it a reasonable job of it, but the real musician, the real artist, is one who flows with that music because it comes out of his soul, it comes out of his very being. You and I have this privilege to have all knowledge, all wisdom, all wealth, all wholeness be our reality the moment we become aware that it is so. And we become aware that it is so whenever we turn our attention to the truth of our being rather than the lie. Whenever we can turn our attention to our reality, we go against all that we've been taught as children, all that we've been shown as adults in the world. But I contest for you again and again and again that of the 7 billion people on the face of the earth, more or less, only a few hundred thousand, only a few million experience the unhappiness of life. And these people take the prominence of our headlines of our newspapers and magazines and media. Why should they be given this privilege? Because it makes it interesting. It's not the truth. But these people are going around saying they can't, and we write about them, and we think about them, and we listen to them, and we say, oh, that all too human, all too human self. Are we willing, and are we ready, and are we able to realize what life is all about? And that if life has to be a secret, then we better do something about it. We better realize that life is not a secret, but it's an open book. Life is a beautiful, glorious experience, at all times wonderful, magnificent, and all that anyone could ever want. And the moment we come to that recognition, that realization, that awareness, then that is who we are. That is what we are. That is where we're going, and that is what we're going to experience in our world. It is our reality. We have that privilege. We have that opportunity. We have that gift. We have that realization that life is no secret. Life is an open book. You become aware of something, and it is yours. You're unaware of something, and it's obviously not yours. As we become aware of our reality, of the truth of ourself, the truth about our nature, about who we really are, then that is exactly what we experience. What are you ready to experience? What are you ready to know for yourself? Are you ready to take it out and say, of this, I am aware. Of this, I do believe. This is reality. Reality is the goodness, the wholeness, the right action. Reality is all that is pure and wonderful. How great that is. Make that an ism for yourself. Make that something that is true in your world. Make that something that is all that you know. And when you make that something that is all that you know, then in that awareness, you realize who and what you are, and you experience who and what you are, and you delight in who and what you are. As we stop calling it a secret, as we stop pretending that it's something that we have no control over, and we take control over by saying, I know that I know, I am aware, then, indeed, we have made that first wonderful giant step into our divine nature, into our reality nature. And then it is done for us. Enjoy these ideas. Realize them for yourself, because they are the truth. I love you. I love you. I love you.